From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Hiller Moore was an investigator in the East Baton Rouge District Attorney's Office for 11 years and a criminal defense attorney for 16 years before he was elected DA himself. With his long career in law enforcement, it has not escaped him that Louisiana has the highest incarceration rate in the country.
You know, we talk about how many people we have that are incarcerated in Louisiana, which is obviously something that state not proud of and state has to work on. But I think you also have to see and look at, we have the highest truancy rate. We have the highest, literacy rate, teen pregnancy rate. Look at all the things where we are just either on the top or bottom of the list where you don't want to be top or bottom, and then compare it to our incarceration rate. So I think that tells us that either we are just trying to throw everybody in jail, which I do not see, particularly personally here in the 19th, or we have some substantial issues that are leading us to that point.
One of those issues, mental health. District Attorney Hiller Moore, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here again.
Your office is working with the Baton Rouge Area Foundation to set up some sort of restoration center for the mentally ill. BRAF has stated the problem that you're trying to solve with this very simply. The police have no options. How does that show up in the sort of cases that are landing on your desk?
I am seeing a lot more mental health issues than I've ever had before. And the charges that we see them for are variety of charges, damage to property, burglaries, theft, things of that nature. And families call because they can't control the defendant. And then a damage occurs, or maybe a domestic violence occurs within the house. They call the police, and that's where the breakdown starts, because the police really have nowhere to take them. In a few years ago, 2 years ago, we had a emergency place where we could take them, right next to Earl K. Long. And that was really helping a whole lot. But that's no longer around, and so they're taken to a jail.
As the prosecutor here, what kind of discretion do you have when people with a mental health issue are getting booked and charged to carry that forward to trial or sentencing or not?
Sure. Well, prosecutors have full discretion over all cases. So I guess on any given day, I could go in the office and say I'm dismissing all these, every charge against everybody. Wouldn't be real popular. Probably be indicted and wouldn't be elected ever. But we have 60 assistant DAs or so, and they look at each case to determine whether it's proper to file a charge. Unfortunately for us, in that file, when we get it, it doesn't say this is a mental health patient. You may read it. You may get some indication how this sounds like there's some problem, or you look at the person's rap sheet, and that's what we try to do. It's better off when a family member calls the office and said, hey, this is my son. I had him arrested and put in jail because he has a mental health problem. I would eventually like to dismiss the charges, but can you all help him get treatment? Yes. And so, he has to be willing to get treatment, or a judge has to order them to receive treatment. And generally, that's not in prison. It's out of prison. So you take the chance, you let someone out of jail, and you're hoping that he abides by the judge's order or your request that he or she get treatment, take medicine. And again, if you had the restoration center or somewhere to send them to and someone that could follow up with them, it makes my decision a lot easier. I can take a chance on this person because I know they're going to be followed or counseled.
How difficult is it in what I think you could fairly call a tough-on-crime climate that we have here in East Baton Rouge and in Louisiana more generally to dismiss or reduce charges like that when you know that there's really an underlying health problem at play? I'm thinking in particular, perhaps this comes up with drug possession cases. We have some pretty stringent mandatory minimums in this state.
I wouldn't be fooled by the mandatory minimum issue. Our rule at the office is for possessions and some possible intents, when there's no violence and no guns, see if you can find a way to divert this person out of the system. We don't want to try to mark up some person because they've used a drug or they have a drug problem. I mean, you have to work hard, in my opinion, to be given a sentence to go to jail for a drug possession. It's not going to be your first, and you have to really look at all the underlying facts before someone is incarcerated for that. On a heroin case, would I use the mandatory minimum against the heroin defendant to say, look, there's a mandatory minimum for possession of heroin. It's a bad drug. It's killing a lot of people in Baton Rouge. You have a heroin problem. I'm going to put you in jail for a mandatory minimum 2 years unless you agree to be evaluated and to get help. And if you do that, I'm going to make it an attempted possession of heroin. Therefore, it is no mandatory. And let's go talk to the judge. I just want you to get help. So we would like to see the mental restoration center where, yes, you have a criminal offense, but right now you have to get this person stabilized. Let's find out if there's help we can give to them. Criminal charges will be secondary.
Is that weird at all that essentially you'd have law enforcement stepping in to provide health services?
I think it's a good thing. I think now, you know, you have the chief, the sheriff, the mayor, the city council. You have the people like the foundation. All the mental health partners are out there. Everyone's saying, hey, we have to do this. We should have done this a long time ago. Now's the time. And this is something I think that we can achieve easily and more readily than, you know, so say a prison or things like that. And the numbers really speak for themselves. And it's just the right thing to do. We can see a reduction in our prison population if we're able to establish this.
Hiller Moore is the district attorney for East Baton Rouge Parish. Thanks again.
Absolutely enjoyed it.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.